Yes, we are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. John Wall doesn't need no introduction. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick of the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it? Or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win Album of the Year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, elevate your adventure by transforming your vehicle into a reliable Wi-Fi hotspot. Connect up to 10 devices up to 50 feet away from your vehicle, making it ideal for camping and road trips. Don't miss out on the fun. Embark on your next adventure today. Visit att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to check if you're eligible for a free trial. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? It's estimated over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. To save, visit HealthLock.com today.
Yes, Brand New Banging IAM Rapport Stereo Podcast. This year, Higgity, have no fear. On today's Brand New Banging IAM Rapport Stereo Podcast, it's ranting, it's raving, it's full disruption. We're talking brain fog versus long haulers syndrome. We want to hear from Aaron Rodgers now that he's been eliminated from the NFL playoffs. And we make our Super Bowl prediction, all that more in a fantastic, fully loaded, no Bruno. Museum quality IAM Rapport Stereo Podcast coming up right now. Miles Jordan, a.k.a. the Bleach Brothers, a.k.a. the Dust Brothers. Start this puppy off with something real nice. Start this puppy off with something real loud. But most importantly, start this motherfucking IAM Rapport Stereo Podcast off with something real, real funky. This is the IAM Rapport Stereo Podcast. Let's fucking go. Yes! Biggity, Brand New Banging IAM Rapport Stereo Podcast is here. Higgity, have no fear. The IAM Rapport Stereo Podcast is in su casa. You hear the sirens? It's because this is Mr. New York coming live from the gloom tomb of New York. It's the IAM Rapport Stereo Podcast. The name is Michael Rapport, a.k.a. the Gringo Man Dingo, a.k.a. the Sultan of Sniff. A.K.A. the Street Stretcher, a.K.A. the White Chocolatito, a.K.A. the Inflamed Ashkenazi. Always so inflamed with this, that, and the third. And you are now rocking with the very, very, very best, the I Am Rapaport Stereo Podcast. Welcome to the Ziggity Zone of Disruption, the Iggity Iron Diggity Dome of Disruption. Hope everybody's feeling good. I hope everybody's feeling safe. Hope everybody's feeling sane. I hope everybody is, well, I would say hanging in the pocket like Patrick Mahomeboy. But we all know that Mahomeboy doesn't hang in the pocket. I would say hanging in the pocket like Jumbo Josh Allen, but Jumbo Josh Allen, he don't hang in the pocket either. Jimmy Garoppolo really doesn't have a choice. And I would say hanging in the pocket like Joey Burrow, but I think Joey Burrow and the Cincinnati Bengals will be getting a brightly lit rude awakening this upcoming conference week championship, which I'm going to make my predictions for. I don't think they're going to be tough, but what a weekend of football, man. Great weekend. Everybody was talking about it. Even my wife, who, you know, she loves football. She likes the players. She likes looking at their asses, their muscles. I know. We've talked about this before. Like, I get it. You know. She likes the fast ones. Like that fucking cheetah. That Tyreek the Freak. I had to look up where this motherfucker was from. Like, I thought, like, Tyreek had to be from Florida or something. It's from Georgia. That motherfucker is on some video game shit. Tyreek the Freak is on a video game. Like, he's out there, it's looking like you're playing, like, Atari or some shit. I never seen anything like that. I don't know who you could compare him to. Like, consistently just, whew. But the games were great. Even my father, Disco Dave Rappaport, was talking about it. And he's one of those, you know, the game has changed. Old time was better, which I understand, but Jesus Christ, whether old time is better, it's still the NFL. It's still fantastic. It's still the NBA. It's still fantastic. I mean, if anything, the NBA has changed a lot more than the NFL. I mean, the NFL has changed defensively. I digress. I'm not going to get caught up in a whether the past is better than the present is better than the past. Right now, that's not how we start the world's most disruptive podcast. That's not what we do here. No, sorry. Anyway, full transparency, because when I'm speaking to the I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast listeners worldwide, and you are all over the world, and I appreciate that. Trust me. I've said it once. I've said it many, many, many times before. Without you, the listeners, listening to me, the Gringo Mandingo, we'd have a problem. That's when we get into 51-50 territory. You know what I'm saying? It's when we get off balanced. When you see me, the Gringo Mandingo, on the corner, podcasting with no microphone, call for help. And I might beg, I might plead, I might charm you into not calling for help. Please call for help. You see me podcasting on the street with no microphone, just to myself, saying live and direct from the gloom tomb of New York City, and I'm in, I don't know, Tacoma. No disrespect to Tacoma. Or you see me in San Francisco, and I'm going live and direct from the gloom tomb of New York City, and I'm on corner in San Francisco surrounded by other people that are, quote-unquote, podcasting to themselves. Please, please, please get me some help ASAP. But when I started off with the full transparency, I wanted to let you know I'm off my mood stabilizer today. And it ain't good. You know, I take those 20 milligrams of that Lexapro. And then they should always warn you, the pharmacy. They should let you know when your mood stabilizers are running out. They should say, oh, you have no refills. What am I asking? I'm asking for Rite Aid, like services for... Yeah, but if they want you to take those COVID tests, they're up your... They could do it. They could do it because I ran out of my mood stabilizer today and I had no refills and I got to call the doctor and then which pharmacy and then, oh, it's 2022, there's new... It's a whole fucking thing. Just give me my meds, man. Just give me my medication, man. Give me my dose. Dose me up. Because I've had two flare-ups today. My wife's offering me her mood stabilizers, which I don't want. I don't want anything to do with her.
Well, I just take a mood stabilizer to deal with your lack of taking yours.
My wife takes a mood stabilizer to deal with the fact that that I'm me. But today she doubled up because she took a mood stabilizer double dosed because I didn't take a mood stabilizer. You see how it gets into some Chinese arithmetic? No, Chinese arithmetic. That's tougher. She might. Is it racist? It's not fucking racist. That's a term.
No, there's no such thing as Chinese arithmetic.
Eric B. and Rakim have a song called Chinese Arithmetic. If it's good enough for Eric B. and Rakim, it's good enough for me. If anybody thinks that's Miles Davis, do you think it's racist? No. I'm sure Miles Davis of the Dust Brothers does not think that it's racist. Shout out to Miles Davis's grandmother, who's turning 95 this week. 95 years old. Happy birthday, Grandma. 95. Looking fantastic on the yard. But yeah, I've had a weird last few hours. You know, some days you just, I don't know, days are weird, man. I wake up, you know, I had to go to the doctor this morning. For what? For what not? Why wouldn't I have to go to the doctor? What month would I not have to go to a doctor? When would that be a normal month for me? I had to go get a checkup. I got to set up a CAT scan for the coughing and the bronchiectasy, bronchitis. I can't even pronounce. You hear my voice? I'm all fucked up. I hope to God I'm not losing my voice again.
Don't say that.
I really fucking hope I'm not losing my voice again. But then some people might be happy if I lost my voice again. I can't deal with it. I go for my walks. I do my runs. I do my stretching. I did Pilates the other day for an hour. Pilates is great. I'm not really sure what Pilates is supposed to do. I'm learning about it. But, I do enjoy any kind of stretching, any kind of natural body weight that doesn't have to do with push-ups and sit-ups and squats. I enjoy push-ups, sit-ups, and squats. I do them. I don't like them. Yeah, I see these people, you know, doing push-ups, sit-ups, and squats on Instagram. They're doing them like they're fucking eating jelly beans. It ain't that easy for me. Never been that easy for me. But, you know, I do the best I can. But this Pilates class was great. The stretching for an hour. I don't care what it is. If you could figure out a way to not think about yourself, to not pay attention to yourself, the thoughts that are in my fucking head for an hour. And I did it. I had this like green bouncy ball between my legs and you're like squeezing it together. And I don't know if it's like these are pussy tightening exercises or what, but it felt good. Stretching on the back, stretching on the side, stretching on. Pilates is good. It's good. You know, I did steroids in the 90s. Okay? I did steroids in the 90s. It gave me a little pump. But my body just didn't take to it. My body, like, it's not like...
All it did was give you acne on your back, I remember.
Yeah, it didn't do, you know, like, it cock-dieseled me up some, but I was lifting weights all the time, so the weight, I mean, but it wasn't like it cock-dieseled me enough where I looked like The Rock. I looked like one of them dudes. I just don't have those genetics. I don't have that makeup. I said, if I'm going to do these steroids, I could at least get a six-pack. I had nothing. The other day, I didn't eat dinner. After I woke up doing my hour-long Pilates, you could see the framework, the shadow of a six-pack. You know, sometimes you're like, oh, you catch yourself in the mirror, the lighting's right. There's not a lot of water weight, not a lot of salt buildup in you. You didn't have a lot of, you know, sodium in your diet. You could see like, oh, well, if I keep doing this, I'll get a six pack. That's the best it ever gets for me. That's the best I think it ever will get for me. It was the best it got for me when I was on that juice. And I'm talking about I was on that juice consistently like a shot in the ass. I was going down to the Lower East Side. A guy named Roberto was giving me a shot in the ass once every 2 weeks. Illegal substances. This is before Barry Bonds and Sammy Sosa were doing the damn thing. Nonetheless, you know, I had to call up an accounting firm, the bank, essentially, to get my dress changed and do the paperless. I'm on the phone with this guy, Charles, from Charles Schwab. I'm like, listen, you fucking guy. He's giving me quizzes about my life. He's like, well, I can't answer your questions until you answer these questions. And he's giving me, like, literally, he's like, A, B, C, and D. Is it A, B, C, D? D could mean none of the above or all of the above. I finally said, Charles, you fuck. What more do I gave you my social security, gave you my driver's license. What is this, man? He's reading from a paper. He's speaking English. He's not speaking English. Anyway, that's when my wife noticed I was having problems. Then I was speaking to the young shooter also, and he coincidentally said, you take your mood stabilizers today? And I said, see, you can tell. There's an edge.
It's not hard to tell. It's really not hard to tell. I mean, I think you said to Charles, you fuck you. You literally said, oh, whoa, you fuck you to the guy at Charles Schwab.
Fuck him. Fuck him. I was on the phone with this guy 25 minutes.
Yeah, but you didn't.
I can't stand being on the phone with these customer service motherfuckers for 25 minutes. 47 minutes.
Zero patience. Zero.
I lose my patience at 15 minutes.
No, it wasn't even 15 minutes.
It was 25 minutes we were on with Charles, including the waiting and the music they're playing and listening to the news. And
but I stayed on hold for you, and you were doing something else. It's not even like you had to wait the whole time.
The point is that Rite Aid, get my meds for me. That's the point. Get me my meds, that white.
Get us all those meds.
Everybody needs that medication.
Everybody here needs Michael to have his meds. Trust me on that one. Boy, oh boy.
You know, the question of brain fog keeps coming up. Maybe I got brain fog. Possibly a long hauler. If you want to say something, come closer to the mic.
If you want to say something, come closer to the mic.
This is a professional podcast.
Okay, I didn't know you were recording. I just wanted to say that I'm sorry for being hard on you. Maybe you're having some long hauler symptoms of like swelling of the brain. You know, there's some neurological issues that pop up, and maybe your brain's swelling. That's all I wanted to say. I didn't know you were recording.
I'm recording. Hey, listen. You know, a lot of people out there got COVID. Who the fuck knows if I got brain swelling, long haulers? I told you she's a conspiracy theorist. My wife's favorite football player is Aaron Rodgers. Let's just leave it at that. Okay? Aaron Rodgers, who all season long he had a lot to say. Aaron Rodgers, who got bumped by the 49ers, stuffed, fucked. Ran up in by the 49ers, and he's been complaining about this, complaining about that. He's talking about the president this, the president that. All that's fine. But now you're out of the playoffs. I want to see what you have to say now. Are you going to go on Pat McAfee's podcast? Are you going to go on Joe Rogan's podcast? Or are you going to disappear, let your hair grow until the middle of training camp, and then come back and start trouble? Well, what are you going to do? Are you done? Are we never going to hear from you again? Because you were talking all that shit all season long. You had the COVID toe. You had all kinds of quips. And I'll tell you something. I'll be totally honest. I was talking to my father, who, as you know, Disco Dave had, let's just assume it was the Omicron, because he spit it out. My father's 88. He's got a walker. Disco Dave Rappaport, he's all fucked up. But all things considered, at 88, he's doing very well for himself, health-wise. Mentally, he's gone. I say that with love and affection. I don't mean like he's not functioning, because he's got a great memory. I'm just teasing. The point is that he had the coronavirus, and he said to me, I saw him today. It's the first time I saw him since I had the coronavirus, I think. And he said, what was your story? Everybody's got a coronavirus story. So I told him, I said, ba-ba-ba-ba-ba, Wendy Williams, ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. And then they sat me down. They roped me off. They sat me down. And, you know, I had, you know, 5 days. And then on the fifth day, sixth day, whatever it was, boom, I'm negative. Boom, I'm back to being the Gringo Mandingo, disrupting at full capacity. But what I realized, and my father said the same thing. He goes, once I had a positive test, it's like the world falls apart. Oh, well, my ankle's starting to hurt. Well, my ankle's always hurt, but who knows? Maybe this ankle injury has to do with corona. Oh, well, my back is giving me problems. Oh, well, you know, I'm growing a hangnail from my big toe. I got a nail. And you just don't know what's what anymore. And even my father, he told me that. He said, when I went into the Army, he got shots on both sides. They didn't ask questions. And I'm not saying things can't evolve and we don't have the right to ask questions. I ask questions. I talk shit. That's what I do. You guys know that better than anybody. But he told me, he said, when I went into the Army, he was drafted. Literally, you walk down the line, left side, boom, right side, boom. It was what it was. And I grew up, when you go to the doctors, chicken pox this. This vaccine, no big deal. Now, whether or not everybody agrees, and I don't expect everybody to agree with me, please don't agree with me. I'm not one of these podcast personality people who wants everybody on my side. I like disagreements. That's how I make my fucking living. I'm not a compliant person, and I don't want compliant people around me. If you don't agree with me, great. You could DM me, Mike Rapp, Gringo Mandingo, whatever you want to call me. Sultan of Sniff, King of Kashmir, whatever you want to call me. I thought what you said was bullshit. Whether it's about sports, whether it's about politics, whether it's about the vaccine. The point is at this point, even my father, who's 88, he's old school. He said, I don't know what the fuck's going on either. I don't know what to believe, what to think. Should I get a booster, not get a booster? And I'm like thinking, if my father's saying that shit, no wonder younger people are saying that shit. And again, Aaron Rodgers, I don't agree with him. But now I want to hear you talk that shit you were mumbling about all football season. Now that you got eliminated and you said that they're trying to censor you, you should be on Joe Rogan this week, do a 5-hour interview. Smoke some weed on there. We really, really shun the NFL, your discount double check. Really lay it all out on the line. Just like that kicker, what is his name, Robbie Gould? Lay it out on the line, just like he fucking laid it out on the line right out there in the tundra of Lambeau. Kicked it right through the upright, sent you home. Speaking of sending home, next week I'll be on the Wendy Williams Show, the first, second, third, fourth, and fifth live, New York City. Live from New York, I will be at the Wendy Williams Show hosting it the 31st, through the 4th. Boom, we turn around on the 4th. We go to Tacoma, Washington. We have 4 shows. It was originally going to be 5 shows. 4 sold-out shows in Tacoma. And listeners of the I Am Rapport Stereo podcast that are going to be at that show, one of those four shows, you have no idea how fucking pumped I am to come to Tacoma knowing that the shit is sold the fuck out. I'm pumped. I'm hyped. I appreciate that shit. Following weekend, West Palm Beach. Weekend after that, Boston. Weekend after that, Buffalo. Weekend after that, Pittsburgh. Weekend after that, Austin. Week after that, I'm probably going to be in Miami somewhere. Fuck the dumb shit. Motherfucker needs a break. All tickets, all information available at MichaelRapaportComedy.com. MichaelRapaportComedy.com. Okay. Later on, we got Spokane, Irvine, D.C., Pleasanton, California, and more to come. All information is available at MichaelRapaportComedy.com. But fuck with me heavy at the Wendy Williams Show next week, because I'm coming in suited and booted. They shut me down because of the corona. Understandable. I'm coming in suited, booted. I got custom suits. I'm ready. We're removing sodium from my diet 3 to 5 days before my first appearance on Wendy Williams, looking lean on the yard. I'm planning on doing something spectacular that week that I'm doing Wendy Williams. I don't quite know what that will be yet, but I'm planning on doing something spectacular that week on Wendy Williams. If you have any suggestions, you know what to do. DM me. You could email us. Right? I am Rappaport, podcast@gmail.com. DM me on all platforms. I don't fuck with Facebook DMs. Every now and then when I'm really bored. But, you know, I gotta admit, I'm trying to put the fucking phone down. I'm trying to put that fucking phone down. I watched the fights this weekend. I put the phone down. Francis Ngannou, I can't pronounce his last name. He fucked up that Tony Parker. My man, that dude he fought, Sion Kane, whatever, the Frenchie, the fleet-footed Frenchie, that Tony Parker, 263-pound beast, got his ass kicked. I mean, it was a competitive fight, but he won. Francis, the heavyweight champion, he won. I put the phones down for that. The football games. I want to watch the game. I'm not going to be on the phone tweeting the whole time. Those days are over. You know, some people, how could you watch the game and tweet after every single play? And who really cares? I'm watching the game. See, I'm getting out of that cycle. I'm watching the fucking game. I enjoyed seeing Aaron Rodgers' face live in person when he got booted the fuck out of Lambeau. I like that. I enjoyed watching Tom Brady go nose to nose with Matt Stafford, and he was great. They just too little too late. I enjoyed watching my homeboy and Josh Allen duke it the fuck out. And that's how I'm going to watch the games going forward. I'm going to watch the rest of the playoff games like that. I'm going to start going back to watching my NBA games like that. You want to check the phone? You want to tweet? Doing a commercial break. You're not Mike Breen. You ain't Marv Albert. There's nothing you're saying on Twitter that is as interesting as watching Steph Curry in real time. Right, babe? Facts. I put a little throat thing in my throat. If you hear me sucking that, no Bruno. Anyway, I'm pumped for the games. We have the Chiefs versus the Bengals. I got the Chiefs. I'm not really sorry. I have no allegiance to Cincinnati. I remember, you know, Chris Collinsworth, the Boomer Esiason and those guys, the Icky Shuffle and all them. Joey Burrow was good. Joe Mixon, his family from fantasy football. I wouldn't consider him a family member yet. He did good this year, but he ain't a family member. The truck, Derek the Truck Henry, that's a family member. Whether I like to admit it or not, Aaron Rodgers, when it comes to fantasy football, family member. Aaron Rodgers is a long-standing family member of Rappaport's Delight, a.k.a. A History of Violence, a.k.a. There Will Be Blood, a.k.a. Make It Stop, because he won me games when my kids were still into fantasy football. I don't remember what the game was. I don't remember the details, but I remember it was Monday night. I think it might have been Aaron Rodgers versus the Saints or Aaron Rodgers versus I can't remember. But he just, man. We celebrated. We had ice cream. I fuck with that guy when it comes to fantasy football. Anyway, the point, like I said, we could agree to disagree. We could agree to disagree. The point is that I need to see Aaron Rodgers talk that shit now. I guarantee you he won't. Another guy. Because there was a big mandate protest in D.C. over the weekend. I'll be in D.C. in April. Back in D.C. at the end of April, by the way. I had a great time last time I did shows in D.C. Great crowds, great people. But there was 20,000 people this weekend for a mandate. Mask mandates, vaccination mandates. All do your thing. But if you get that monster, Do your thing. If you get that monster, go back to that same YouTube page. Get yourself a nice a cocktail of I don't know what. You got to get that ivermectin. Call Joe Rogan. Do your thing. Don't go to the hospital. Babe, they tell you, they recommend get the vaccination. This singer Meatloaf, allegedly, apparently, Meatloaf was saying he don't believe in this, he don't believe in that. He's 74 years old. We all know that Meatloaf was a fat fuck at one point. I don't know how he was later in his life. God bless the dead. But allegedly, apparently, he said he don't believe in masks. He don't believe in vaccines. You think his wife, who he left, how do you think she feels now that Meatloaf is gone? But the point is that this weekend down there in D.C., who's the new hero? The 74-year-old just deceased. The body's not even fucking, the body's still warm. They're playing Meatloaf music down there. You know the singer Meatloaf? Miles Jordan, play a little Meatloaf. The sirens are screaming and the fires are howling. We're down in the valley tonight. There's a man in the shadows with a gun in his eye and a blade shining no so bright. They're playing the music down there like he's a hero. He's the voice of the protest. My thing is this. You don't want to get vaccinated. Everybody suggested it. You don't believe it? You don't trust the hospitals, you don't trust Fauci, the same guy. Bleh. You could say, Mike Rapp, you're a sheep. Okay. Well, the hospitals are for the sheeps. You go on YouTube and you figure out your own cocktail of vitamins, I don't know, laundry detergent, a little athlete's foot cream, stir it up, heat it, put it in the microwave, let it melt. Put it in the icebox, let it turn to a little piece, rub it on your face, stick it up your keister, do whatever you need. Don't go to New York Hospital, Presbyterian Hospital, Lenox Hill Hospital. That's for the sheep. That's where the sheep go when we're sick. But I don't even know if I made my predictions. My predictions are this. My homeboy can't bet against this guy. Even though they had him, he pulled some David Blaine, Harry Houdini shit. So they're going to beat the shit out of the Bengals. Chris Collinsworth, Anthony Munoz, Boomer Esiason and them, done. No disrespect to Joe Mixon, Joe Burrow. You guys have a bright future in front of you. It ain't this year. And then we have the Rams, who, remember, are playing. The Super Bowl is being played in Los Angeles, so it would be sick if the Rams played in the Super Bowl in that brand new stadium versus the Chargers. Now, Miles Davis, who I said earlier, his grandmother's turning 95 this week. Shout out to grandma again. They're playing the 49ers. Miles Davis is a big-time 49ers fan. I like Georgie Kittle. I like that running back. He's a motherfucker. He is a motherfucker, that sixth-round pick. I forgot his name, Elvis Mitchell. Not Elvis, Elijah Mitchell. He's something else. But I think that Jimmy Garoppolo, he's just, I mean, listen, I'm going with the Rams. Although I don't think that team is that great. They've earned it. And I think the Rams are going to play the Chiefs in the Super Bowl, and the Chiefs are going to beat the shit out of the Rams in the Super Bowl. And the Super Bowl halftime entertainment is going to be nuts. This ain't going to be Lady Gaga jumping from the top of the arena. This ain't going to be Madonna rolling around on the bleachers like she did when the Giants played the New England Patriots and ruined their hopes. No, this is going to be Snoop Doggy Dogg, Dr. Dre, Kendrick Lamar, Mary J. Blige, and Slim Shady, the real Slim Shady. Okay, it's going to be fantastic. It's going to be dope. And I think it's going to be my homeboy in a star-studded game in Los Angeles. Got Odell Beckham. He thinks that it's the Los Angeles Beckhams. He literally thinks that that whole team is him. I used to love Odell Beckham. I don't not love Odell Beckham. I don't hate Odell Beckham, but he's just obnoxious. This is not like the Odell Beckham victory tour, the Odell Beckham, like you're just a part of the team. Anyway, that's my predictions and I'm sticking to it. Anyway, I'm done. It's a little shorter than normal. My voice is getting a little something. It's really the quality of it all. I mean, I could go for 20 more minutes. It doesn't matter. Do me a fucking favor. If you're like, oh, why is it so short? Why don't you hit up a friend and tell a friend, you listen to the I Am Rapport Stereo podcast, copy the link, send the fucking link. Because the whole world should be listening. That's just my humble opinion. I'm out. Miles Jordan, a.k.a. the Dust Brothers, a.k.a. the Bleach Brothers. Take me out of here with something real nice. Take me out of here with something real proper. But most importantly, end this beautiful, fantastic, brain foggish, museum quality I Am Rapport Stereo podcast right now with something real loud and real funky. I'm out.